नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग on the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita titled Transcendental Knowledge. So we'll continue this discussion. So I'll do a quick recap of what we have seen till now in this chapter. So Krishna, by the end of third chapter, had discussed sufficiently about Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, about their qualifications and practices. So in the beginning of fourth chapter, Krishna presents that how this knowledge is authentic. So Krishna can say, anything I speak is authentic. But still, Krishna quotes that, you know, what I am speaking to you is not some made up thing. Even though if there is someone who is qualified to make up his own philosophy, it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything is made by Krishna only, but he can make it. But still, throughout, whether it is Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, Krishna very carefully avoids quoting a non-shastric philosophy, non-bona fide philosophy. In the 13th chapter also, Krishna says, Rishibir Bahudha Gitam Chandobir Vividai Pratak Brahma Sutra Padais Chaiva Hetu Madbir Vinishchitaihi. He says that, oh, if you want more, I have thus spoken to you about, in brief, about Kshetra, Kshetragya and all these subject matters. If you want more details about this, you can go and read the writings of the various rishis, which is the Upanishads, or the Chandas, the Vedas, and Brahma Sutra, like that he quotes. So here also he says that, इमं विवस्वते योगं प्रोक्तवान अहम अव्ययम् विवस्वान मनवे प्राह मनुरिक्ष्वाकवे ब्रवीत। I spoke this subject matter to विवस्वान, विवस्वान spoke it to मनु, मनु spoke it to इक्ष्वाकु। In this way, O Arjuna, the parampara has continued. But because of unscrupulous commentators, this parampara was lost. एवं परंपरा प्राप्तम इमं राजर्षयो विदुहु सकालेने हमहता योगो नष्ट परंतप। But it was lost, therefore I had to speak it again. And then he says, why am I speaking that great subject matter which I spoke to Vivaswan, why am I speaking it to you? He says, Saevayam mayatyadya yoga prokta puratanah bhaktosime sakacheti rahasyam hi etaduttamam. Because you are my devotee and friend, therefore I am speaking this subject matter to you. And Arjuna was waiting for this opportunity. When, how can he, without breaking the context, how he could make Krishna only speak about the transcendental nature of his birth and activity? How can he establish Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So, in the fourth chapter, he gets the opportunity. So, he asks, Aparam bhavato janma param janma vivasvatah katametad vijaniyam tvam adav proktavaniti. You and I are same age. I don't remember any time you speaking this knowledge to Vivaswan. And Vivaswan is elder to us. How can you instruct Vivaswan? So please speak about this. So Krishna says, Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacharjuna tanyaham veda sarvani natvam veta parantapa. So starting from this verse onwards, from the fifth verse till the, you can say like the 11th verse, Krishna speaks about his Janma and Karma Rahasya from his own mouth. Very special section of Bhagavad Gita. And Acharyas have very elaborately explained. Krishna himself speaking about the transcendental nature of his birth and activities. Oh Arjuna, many many births you and I have passed together. But I remember everything you don't remember. Indicating that for ordinary people, Mrityu Sarvaharas Chaham. Death steals away all remembrance of previous past birth. But for Krishna, he remembers everything, indicating that his birth is not ordinary. अजोपिसन् अव्ययात्मा भूतानाम् ईश्वरोपिशन् स्वाम् प्रकृतिम् अधिष्ठाय सम्भवामि आत्ममायया. He talks about the independent nature of his birth, how his birth is not impelled by karma, and how his body is not material, avyaya atma, his mind, intelligence, body, everything is non-perishable and unchangeable, unlike the mind, body and intelligence of an ordinary living entity. And then when does he appear? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata అభ్యుత్నమ ధర్మస్య తదాత్మానం సృజామ్యహం. వెన్ ఎవర్ దర్ ఇస్ ధర్మస్య గ్లాని అండ్ అధర్మస్య అభ్యుత్నం, హీ అపియర్స్. ఫర్ వాట్ పర్పస్? పరిత్రాణాయ సాధూనాం వినాశాయ చ దుష్కృతాం ధర్మ సంస్థాపనార్థాయ సంభవామి యుగే యుగే. ఫర్ దీస్ త్రీ రీసన్స్ హీ అపియర్స్. అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే జన్మకర్మ చ మే దివ్యం ఏవం యో వేత్తి తత్వతః తక్వా దేహం పునర్జన్మ నేతి మామేతి సో అర్జున. ఇన్ దిస్ వే ఇఫ్ వన్ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ ద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ బర్త్ అండ్ యాక్టివిటీస్, ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణాస్ బర్త్ అండ్ యాక్టివిటీస్, దట్ పర్సన్ హ్యావింగ్ గివెన్ అప్ దిస్ బాడీ డస్ నాట్ అగైన్ గెట్ డస్ నాట్ అగైన్ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ బర్త్ అగైన్. బట్ వన్ మే సే దిస్ సీమ్స్ లైక్ ఎ వెరీ సింపుల్ ప్రపోజిషన్. ఆల్ ఐ నీడ్ టు డూ టు గెట్ లిబరేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ సంసార is to just accept the birth and activities of Krishna to be transcendental. That's very easy. So Krishna says, there are six symptoms of a person who has tatvatah understood the nature of the birth and activities of Krishna. Vita raga, vita baya, vita krodha, manmaya, mam upashrita, madbhava magata. So these six symptoms, if they are there, then such a person has properly understood. And such a situation is very rare because it involves bahavo, it involves jnana tapasa puta. It involves purification of the heart through the austerity of knowledge. Because one has to go through many, many different types of false ideologies, false philosophies to come and accept parampara knowledge. Because of the rarity of that parampara knowledge, it is not very easy, it is very rare. So someone may say, okay, puta madbhava magata, there are people who may develop love for you, but there are others like jnanis, yogis, etc. How would you reciprocate with them? Krishna says, yeyatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham mama vartmano vartante manushya partha sarvashah. O Arjuna, I reciprocate with people according to their level of surrender. If they accept my birth and activities to be material, if they accept my deity form to be material, then if they aspire for whatever they aspire for, I don't give it to them. If they aspire for liberation, they don't get it. Because how can a material person reciprocate by giving transcendental benefits? So I don't reciprocate with them. But if they accept my activities and birth to be transcendental, my form to be real and spiritual, then I reciprocate with their desires. Whatever is their desire, I give them. Ye yatamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. They ask for liberation, I give them liberation. They ask for Krishna prem, I give them Krishna prem. Then he says, but you know what? Now he rejoins the discussion about Nishkama Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, because he has discussed this Janma Rahasya, Janma Karma Rahasya, which was because Arjuna had asked, he revealed. Otherwise he was going to discuss. He says, it is very rare for people to have the aspiration for liberation, which is the goal of Jnana Yoga and Nishkama Karma Yoga. He says, కాంక్షతః కర్మణాం సిద్ధిం యజంత ఇహ దేవత క్షిప్రం హి మానుషే లోకే సిద్ధిర్ భవతి కర్మజ. యాక్చువల్లీ పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ దే డోంట్ హ్యావ్ సో మచ్ పేషెన్స్. మందా సుమంద మతయో మంద భాగ్యా హి ఉపద్రుత. దే డోంట్ హ్యావ్ సో మచ్ పేషెన్స్ టు ఆస్పైర్ ఫార్ అండ్ ఎండెవర్ ఫార్ అచీవింగ్ ది గోల్ ఆఫ్ లిబరేషన్. దే జనరలీ సెటిల్ ఫార్ material benefits only. And for that, they may worship some devatas like that. And then this is 4.12. And then one may say, but Krishna, why do you offer? You seem to be little partial. You are offering liberation only to the Jnana Yogis and Bhakti Yogis, but for the Karma Yogis, you offer them something material. Why don't you offer them also liberation? So Krishna says, look, I am not partial towards anyone. My principle of yayata mam prapadyante tam stateva bhajamyaham holds good for every single person. But if someone has a material desire, what can I do? So therefore, I have created this varnashram system for people with material desires. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagashah tasya kartaram apimam vidhi akartaram avyayam. So I have created this varnashram system for those people who have material desires, and people according to their own guna and karma, they put themselves in one of those varna and ashramas, and they, by performing their prescribed duties, they reap the fruits of whatever desires they have. They fulfill those desires by performing. So I have created a system for them also. Not that I don't want to give them liberation, but they don't want liberation. They are aspiring for material benefits. What can I do? Therefore, Arjuna, do not doubt my impartial nature. Namam karmani limpanti name karma phaleshpiha itimamyo abhijanati karma birna sabadyate. ये जो भौतिक जगत से कुछ अपेक्षा नहीं है मुझे. अभी किसी को यू नो बाय पुटिंग समवन इन क्षत्रिय वर्ण और इन पुटिंग समवन एल्स अंडर ब्राह्मण वर्ण, आई डोंट गेन एनीथिंग. आई डोंट हैव एनीथिंग टू गेन फ्रॉम दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. सो व्हाई शुड आई बी पार्शियल? व्हाट एम आई गोइंग टू गेन बाय शोइंग पार्शियलिटी टू एनीवन? बिकॉज आई हैव नो कर्म फल स्पृहा. Therefore, namam karmani limpanti. Therefore, actions do not affect me. Itimamyo abhijanati karmabir nasabadyate. One who understands this impartial nature of mine is another symptom of tattvataha understanding me. He also will not be affected by karma bandhan. If he performs his activities with this proper understanding of me, he will not be affected by karma bandhan. This is one understanding. Another is, one who understands that by performing prescribed duties with detachment, he can also escape karma bandhan. That is what Krishna says. Name karma phale spriha. Because I don't have attachment to the fruits of the activities, therefore I don't get any reaction for that. So this is verse number 14, 4.14. 4.15 क्या है? एवं ज्ञात्वा कृतं कर्म पूर्वैरपि मुमुक्षुभिः कुरु कर्मैव तस्मात्त्वं पूर्वैर पूर्वतरं कृतं. देयरफॉर ओ अर्जुन, ही सेज दैट आपका पूर्वजों को तो देखो. योर एंसेस्टर्स हैव एक्टेड इन दिस वे ओनली. एवं ज्ञात्वा दे हैव done their kshatriya duties with this understanding of me. They never blamed me as being partial, and they never gave up their kshatriya duties, and they performed those kshatriya duties with detachment. Kuru karmaiva tasmatvam purvair purvataram kratam. So therefore, you also look at your predecessors, your ancestors, and act in the same way they have acted. Apne manmani काम करने का सोचो मत. Why? Because किम कर्म किम कर्मेति कवयोप्यत्र अत्र मोहिता तत्ते कर्म प्रवक्ष्यामि यज्ञात्वा मोक्षशे अशुभात. Because what is karma, what is akarma, what is vikarma, this understanding is very difficult to understand for ordinary people. For those who do not have transcendental faith, this is an extremely bewildering thing. Like for example, for children who have grown up इन डिसफंक्शनल फैमिलीज, जिधर कभी कभी वो हेरिडिट्री हो जाता है, ग्रैंड पेरेंट्स डोंट हैव प्रॉपर रिलेशनशिप्स, एंड वो पेरेंट्स को भी वो ये हो जाता है. कभी कभी देखेंगे तो आई हैव सीन फैमिलीज वेयर द ग्रैंडफादर ड्यू टू सम हेल्थ प्रॉब्लम और समथिंग ही लूजेस हिज जॉब एंड द ग्रैंडमदर शी स्टार्ट्स अर्निंग फॉर द फैमिली. तो उसके बाद उनका जो बेटा है ना, ही हैज ऑलवेज सीन हिज फादर सिटिंग एट होम एंड मदर वर्किंग. सो सबकॉन्शियसली दिस क्रिएट्स अ काइंड ऑफ यू नो जेंडर एक्सपेक्टेशन. वॉट इज एक्सपेक्टेड ऑफ पर्टिकुलर जेंडर्स, बिकॉज ही हैज ऑलवेज सीन हिज प्राइमरी जो रोल मॉडल्स है इस माता पिता, उनमें वो देखता है कि फादर और फादर में भी इरेस्पॉन्सिबल ऑल्सो इरेस्पॉन्सिबल. जो भी जॉब मिलता है उसको झगड़ा वगड़ा करके जॉब छोड़ देगा. सो ही सीज लाइक दैट. सो इन वन सेंस व्हेन ही ग्रोस अप, इवन दो ही इज अ मेल, ही ग्रोस अप विद दैट टेंडेंसी ओनली, एंड एवेंचुअली ही गेट्स मैरिड एंड ही बिगेट्स अ सन एंड हिज सन अब्सॉर्ब्स दैट टेंडेंसी. एक्चुअली इफ यू हैव सीन ट्रेडिशनली ये हेरिडिटरी ट्रेट्स हो जाता है. आई हैव ऑब्जर्व्ड थ्री जनरेशंस लाइक दैट इन माय ओन फैमिली. थ्री जनरेशंस ऑफ मेल्स, इट स्टार्टेड विद वन जनरेशन. उसका पहले भी हो सकता है बट आई हैव नॉट सीन दैट जनरेशन, आई डोंट नो, बट आई हैव सीन थ्री जनरेशंस. वैसा थ्री जनरेशंस का सिमिलर ट्रेट्स, पॉजिटिव ट्रेट्स भी देखा है, नेगेटिव ट्रेट्स भी देखा है. And sometimes, you know, even these kind of compulsive traits, you know, certain, not exactly obsessive compulsive disorder, but bordering that. He's a normal human being, but with little abnormal idiosyncrasies. Oh, jo idiosyncrasies bhi na, it gets transferred from one generation to another generation to another generation. Aisa. So, ये क्यों बोल रहा था मैं? Why was I sharing this? किम कर्म किम अकर्मेति कवयोप्यप्य अत्र विमोहिता तत्ते कर्म प्रवक्ष्यामि यद्ज्ञात्वा मोक्षस्य अशुभात्. बिकॉज दिस सब्जेक्ट मैटर इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट, इट नीड्स ट्रांसेंडेंटल फेथ टू अंडरस्टैंड. वेन द ट्रांसेंडेंटल फेथ इज नॉट देयर, वो जो उनका सिस्टम में बैठेगा ही नहीं, बिकॉज उनका प्रत्यक्ष के परे है. प्रत्यक्ष से जो चीज परे है वो अनुमान से भी परे ही रहता है. सो इट बिकम्स, अनुमान मीन्स व्हाट? लॉजिक, कॉमन सेंस. कॉमन सेंस कैसे क्रिएट होता है? प्रत्यक्ष से. अगर प्रत्यक्ष से परे है तो अनुमान से भी परे हो जाता है. तो सो देयरफॉर because most people do not have access to shabda praman, when shabda says something like this, it is very difficult for them to accept. Therefore, what is karma, what is akarma, what is vikarma, this is very difficult for common man to understand. Tatte karma pravakshami, therefore I will speak about this subject matter to you. Yad gyatva mokshashaya shubhat, when you understand this subject matter, you will transcend all kinds of inauspiciousness. Karmano hi api bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarmanah, akarmanas cha bodhavyam gahana karmano gatihi. So, I will tell you about this. One should actually, in order to act properly, one should know the nature of karma, akarma and vikarma. Because this subject matter is very difficult, it needs proper training to understand. Then what is the next verse? Karmani akarma yaha pashyet akarmani cha karma yaha sa buddhiman manushyeshu sayuktah krishna karma krut. So the trick is to see action in inaction and inaction in action and learn from it. So what is action in inaction? Action in inaction is performed by a premature sannyasi. A person who takes sannyas before his heart actually becomes purified. So such a person, even though he is sitting in the forest not doing any of his prescribed duties, he is constantly accumulating papa karma because of neglecting his prescribed duty. This is akarmani cha karmayah. He is seeing action in inaction. What is karmani akarmayah paschet? He sees a sincere householder performing his householder duties but with detachment. So even though action is performed, there is no reaction accumulated. Sa manushyeshu buddhiman, such a person is intelligent amongst human beings. Sa yuktaha, such a person is properly engaged in nishkama karma yoga. Krishna karma krit, he has fulfilled all responsibilities like that. That is nishkama karma yoga only. Two understandings. Yeah. Correct. Then, karmani akarmayah pashyet akarmani cha karmayah sa buddhiman manushyeshu sayuktah krishna karma krit. Next kya hai? Yasya sarve samarambhan kama sankalpa varjita ज्ञानाग्नि दग्ध कर्माणां तमाहुः पंडितं बुधाः. यस्य सर्वे समारंभान काम संकल्प वर्जिता. वन हूज एक्टिविटीज आर कंप्लीटली डिवॉइड ऑफ डिजायर्स बॉर्न आउट ऑफ वन्स वासना. ज्ञानाग्नि दग्ध कर्माणां, सच अ पर्सन विल हैव ऑल हिज रिएक्शंस कंप्लीटली बर्नड बाय द फायर ऑफ नॉलेज. What is that knowledge? Knowledge that by detached work I will attain liberation by that knowledge. Gyanagdi tam ahuhu panditam buddhaha. Such a person is called as very intelligent by wise people. Then next verse. Tattva karma phalasangam nitya tripto nirashrayah karmani abhipravrutopi naiva kinchit karoti saha. Tattva karma phalasangam. He has given up attachment to all fruits. Nitya tripto is always satisfied. Nirashrayah, he is not taking shelter of any other process other than the process of nishkama karma yoga. Karmani avipravrutopi, even though he is performing his actions, naiva kinchit karoti saha, he is not doing anything, which means he won't get any reaction for it. Next verse. Nirashir yata chittatma tekta sarva parigraha Shariram kevalam karma kurvan napnoti kilbisham. So that till the previous verse it described about a yoga rurukshu nishkama karma yogi. Abhi, starting from this verse onwards, 21, 22, 23, we'll speak about the yoga ruda, one who has achieved perfection in by performing nishkama karma yoga. What are the symptoms of him? Nirashir yata chittatma tekta sarva parigraha shariram kevalam karma kurvan napnoti kilbisham. Such a person performs activities only to keep his body and soul together. Beyond that, he has unka kuch apeksha hi nahi hai. Yata chittatma, his mind and senses are completely controlled because the vasanas have been cleansed by his practice of nishkama karma yoga. And nirashir, he has no material desires. So kurvan napnoti kilbisham, even though he may perform activities, it will not give rise to any reaction. Next verse. Edircha labha santushto dvandati to vimatsarah samasiddhav asiddhav cha kritvapina nibadyate. He is just happy by whatever comes of its own accord. Even to maintain his body and soul together, he will accept only what comes of its own accord. He will not make extraneous endeavor. Dvandva atito, and he is beyond dualities because the heart is cleansed of material impressions. Because the source of material impressions is vasanas. If vasana is not there, there is no dualities. Agar pehle aapko If you don't have an experience of eating karela before, then when you look at karela, you will not develop dvesha or suran. And if you have never tasted a rasgulla before, you will not salivate also when you look at rasgulla because of lack of experience. So raga and dvesha are dualities. So these dualities are born due to past experience of enjoyment or suffering when due to samsparshaja, bhoga or non-bhoga, whatever. So yadrcha labha santushto dvandvatito vimatsarah. Therefore he does not become envious seeing other people getting the enjoyment and he does not get, because he has no desire for enjoyment, therefore he is vimatsarah. Samasiddhava siddhavcha, and he is completely equanimous in siddhi and asiddhi, or success and failure. Kritvapi na nibadhyate, even though he may be acting to maintain his body and soul together, he is not bound to this material world. 23rd, gatasangasya muktasya jnanavastita chetasaha yajnaya acharata karma samagram praviliyate. For such a person, he performs activities for the pleasure of yajna. Yajnaya acharata karma samagram praviliyate, and his reactions are nullified. And in essence, brahmarpanam brahmahavir brahmagnav brahmanahutam brahmaiva tena gantavyam brahmakarma samadhina. Because the person is performing with the understanding that I am doing it for, this is brahma karma, I am doing it for the pleasure of yajna and for the purpose of attaining liberation, such a person, the ahuti that is offered and the ladle that is used for offering the ahuti, the fire into which the ahuti is offered, the person who is offering the ahuti, everyone becomes transcendentally situated because of brahma karma samadhina. And the key point that Prabhupada writes in this purport is that you will see subsequently many many different types of sacrifices performed by nishkama karma yogis, jnana yogis, ashtanga yogis. Even though only the external form of that sacrifice changes, but all of them are performing whatever they are performing with the understanding of attaining liberation and as an offering to Brahman. So therefore ultimately they attain, because of Brahma Karma Samadhina, ultimately it leads to liberation. And then he starts discussing various different types of sacrifices. Daivam eva apare yajna yogina paryupasate brahmagna apare yajna yajne naivopajuhvati. He talks about the karma yogi and the jnana yogi. And then next verse he says, shrotradin indriyanyanya indriyagnisha juhvati shabdadin vishayananye sanyam, sorry, first is sanyamagnisha juhvati, next is indriyagnisha juhvati. He talks about the naishtika brahmachari and a grihastha, you know, how they offer, how they perform sacrifices. Then next verse is, sarvan indriya karmani prana karmani chapare atma samyamya yogagnav juhvati jnana deepite. This is a jnana yogi who offers the activities of his karmendriyas, jnanendriyas and prana into the atma sayamya. What is that? Fire of controlled mind, like that. Next is dravya yajnas tapo yajnas yoga yajnas tatapare swadhyaya jnana yajnascha yateh samshita vrataha. So other different kinds of yajnas that they offer to achieve liberation is also mentioned there. Next is apane juhvati pranam pranapane tatapare pranapana samayukta pranayama parayana apare niyatahara pranan praneshu juhvati. It talks about the pranayama parayana and ashtanga yogi, how he also practices certain kinds of external sacrifices which have an external form, but internally the goal is liberation. Brahma karma samadhina. Next is sarvepiyete yagya vido yagya kshapita kalmasha yagya shishtamrita bujo yanti brahma sanatanam. And sarvepiyete yagya vido, all these people who understand the nature of yagya, yagya kshapita kalmasha, having destroyed all the impurities within their heart by practice of yagya, yagya shishtamrita bujo, they also get the temporary benefits of performing that yagya in the form of some material benefits. And in the end, yanti brahma sanatanam, they attain the impersonal liberation. That is the highest goal that they attain. Nayam loko asti ayagyasya kuto anya kurusattam. Oh, you know? And what is the result of not performing this yagya? They don't attain any benefit in this life. What to speak of next life? And then this is 31, right?
Yes.
32nd is
evam
bahuvida yagya vitata brahmano muke karmajan vidditan sarvan evam gyatva vimokshase. Evam bahuvida yagya, these various kinds of yagya, vitata brahmano muke, which are described in the Vedas, karmajan viddi, understand O Arjuna, they are all born out of specific prescribed duties according to the karma, according to the varna and ashrama of that particular person, and according to his nishta. Karmajan vidditan sarvan evam gyatva vimokshase. When you understand the subject matter, understand means what? Act according to the understanding. When you thus act according to this understanding, you understand your nishta, you understand your adhikar, you understand your varna, you understand your ashrama, and then you try to understand what are the duties which are prescribed for you, and perform all those duties with liberation as the goal, vimokshase, you will attain liberation. This is 32. 33 is
Shreyan
Dravyamayo Yagya Jnana Yagya Parantapa Sarvam Karmakilam Partha Jnane Parisamapyate. Understand, O Arjuna, that Shreyan Dravyamaya Yagya, in this, the most important part is to not more important than understanding the external form of this yagya, which is dravyamaya, is to understand the goal, jnanamaya. Shreyan dravyamayo yagya jnana yagya parantapa sarvam karmakilam partha jnane parisamapyate. When you attain the stage of jnana, when atma jnana is revealed, all this karma ceases. That is why jnana is more important. Therefore, jnanamaya yagya is more important than dravyamaya yagya. Like that, he concludes this subject matter of sacrifices, how sacrifices lead to transcendental knowledge, which is an exposition on the verse Brahma arpanam brahma havir brahma agnav brahmana hutam brahma iva tena gantavyam brahma karma samadhina. Parinishtita devotee, correct. So Parinishtita or Sanishta also. Sanishta also performs their prescribed duties with a goal other than in order to attain their individual goals of liberation or other such material benefits like that. And a Parinishtita also performs it for setting the right example for others like that. Nirapeksha, he does not perform any of these yagyas. No. 33rd is not for Nirapeksha. Nay, he says, all the yagyas are there, iska do understanding hai. In a particular yagya, there are two aspects. One is the goal of liberation, another is the external aspect in which the way the sacrifice itself is performed according to one's nishta. He says of the two, the goal of liberation, the goal of attaining knowledge is superior. That's what he says, rather than the external form. This is one understanding. Second understanding is that there is dravyamaya yagya, where only dravya is offered for getting some material benefit in return. That is sakama karma yoga. And the second is, there is jnanamaya yajna, where dravya is offered, but with the higher goal of attaining liberation. So that jnanamaya yajna with the higher goal of liberation is superior to just performing dravyamaya yajna for getting some material benefit. That is the meaning of shreyan dravyamaya yajna jnana yajna parantapa. Two explanations. So this is where we ended yesterday's discussion. Okay. So I will give 2 minute break for those of you who are feeling drowsy. You can please go wash your face and come, or you can choose to stand, or you can even take rest for 10-15 minutes and come. Because, or those of you who have not done your Gayatri, please do your Gayatri. So 2-3 minute break just for you to stretch and refresh yourself. Then we will continue today's discussion.